I'd invite you to take your Bible and turn to Psalm number 86 this evening. Psalm 86 together. Psalm 86, hear the word of the Lord. A psalm of David. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am godly. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord,
the word of the
you
Lord.
Do I cry all day long.
A psalm of David.
Gladden the soul of
your
ear,
servant,
O Lord,
for
and
you,
answer
Lord,
me,
do
for
I lift
I
up my
poor.
Soul. Needy.
For you,
preserve
O Lord,
my life,
are good
for
and forgiving.
I am godly.
Abounding and steadfast
servant,
love
to
all
in you.
You are my God.
Be gracious
to
me, O Lord,
listen
to
you,
do I
cry
all day long.
In the day of trouble,
gladden
I call
upon you, for you answer
me. O Lord, do I lift up my
soul. There is none like you among the gods,
for you,
O
Lord,
are good
nor
and
are there
forgiving.
Any words like
abounding
yours.
And steadfast love to all
who
any call
works
upon
like
yours.
All the
give
nations,
ear, O Lord, to my prayer,
you have
listen
made,
to my plea
shall
for grace.
Come and worship before
in the day
you, O Lord,
of trouble,
and shall
I call upon
your name,
for you answer
me. For you are great and
there is none like
you
among the gods,
O
Lord.
Nor are there
teach
any
your
words
way,
like
Lord,
yours.
That I might walk in your
all
truth,
the
unite
any works
my heart
like yours.
To fear your
all
name.
The nations.
I give thanks to you,
you
O Lord, my God,
shall
with my
come
whole heart.
And worship before
I
you,
Lord,
and
your
shall
name
glorify
forever.
Your name.
For great
for
is
you
your
are
steadfast
great
love
and
towards
wondrous
me.
Things.
You
have
delivered
my
God.
Soul from the depths of
me your
depths
way,
of shale,
that I might walk in your truth, unite my heart.
Men have risen up against me.
I give thanks to you,
O
Lord,
my
God,
with
my
whole heart.
They do not set
I glorify your name forever.
You,
for great is your
Lord,
steadfast love towards
God,
me.
You have delivered my soul from the depths
of slow to anger and abounding
in
steadfast love
o
and faithfulness.
God, insolent
men
turn
have risen
me
against,
and be
up against
me.
A band
me.
Of ruthless
if
strength
seek
to your
my
servant.
Life.
They do
and
not
save
set
the son of
you
your maid
for
them.
Show me a
you,
sign of your favor
Lord,
for those who
are
hate
God.
Me.
May
merciful
see and be put
and gracious,
to shame because you,
slow
Lord,
to anger and abounding in steadfast love
and
faithfulness.
Me.
Turn to me
God
and be
add the
gracious
blessing
to
me.
The reading of his
give strength
word.
To your servant.
And save
you well
the son
know
of your maid
that
servant.
No Christian
show me
is
a sign of your favor
for those
hardship,
who hate
struggles.
Me. May see and
may
be
you
put
face
to shame
a variety of
you,
them.
Lord,
it might be people who are gossiping about you,
talking behind
me.
Your back,
may
even
God
twisting
add the
your words.
To the reading of
it
his
might
word.
Be others who don't treat
you well
you with respect.
That no Christian
is
it could perhaps
trials,
be that your job
struggles.
Is in a state of flux and
you
face
sure
a variety
of
have
them.
A job
be
next
who
month
are
or
not.
About you talking
or
behind
it might
your back
be that you're at
even
the bed
twisting
of
your
a
words.
Loved one
it might be others
to
who
survive
don't treat
this
you
life
with respect and dignity
or you've been to the doctor
it could perhaps
hear those
be
words.
That your job is in a state
you
of flux and you're not sure whether you'll have
you
a job
face those
next
trials
month
or
not.
Will face them and
or
your heart
might be
feels
that you're
the
at the bed
of a
suffering
one
you lament
who is
the
wrestling
sorrow
to survive
of the situation
this life.
Overtakes your life
or you've been to the doctor
the Psalms
and you
are
hear
very
those
appropriate
words
for times like
you
these
can.
As we face the
you
hardships
face
of
those
life.
Trials or
because the
will
Psalms
face
are
them,
so
and your heart feels the
with
pressure,
your life as it is.
You lament
and they speak
the sorrow
to the wide range
of the situation
of your
overtakes your life
from discouragement
the Psalms are
to
very
joy,
appropriate
from
for times
defeat
like
to victory,
these as we
face
the
hardships of life.
The Psalms have a way of
because
getting
the
at the
so
nitty gritty of our life,
with
is
life as it
they
is,
reflect the
and they speak to the
most
wide
profound
range of
human
experiences
and
most profound
from
of
discouragement
human
to joy.
John Calvin described
to victory,
them as a mirror of the soul
to clarity,
and said this:
the Psalms have a
the
way of
Holy
getting
Spirit
at the real
nitty gritty of
our life,
all the griefs,
they
sorrows,
the
fears.
Doubts,
most profound
cares,
experiences,
perplexities,
and
short,
most profound all the distracting emotions
John
with
Calvin
which the
described
minds of
them
men
as a mirror of the soul, and said
in other
this,
words,
the
all
Holy
the
Spirit has here drawn
will
to the
life,
life
all
the
griefs,
sorrows,
fears,
has
doubts,
written about
hopes,
them
cares,
in
perplexities,
the
and short
Psalms.
All the distracting emotions
with
which the
with
minds of men are wont to
struggle.
Be agitated.
It's what we call
in other
a lament.
Words, all the different
experiences
the
struggle
will
to the solution,
life,
and it moves from
the, Holy
the solution to a song of confidence,
in the
and then
pages
it moves ultimately
Psalms.
To praise in the end
that
of the deals
psalm.
With personal
it
pain
is a psalm.
And struggle.
That's
what we call a lament,
suffering servant's
and it
cry
moves
for
from
mercy.
The struggle to
and
the
so
solution.
So let's look first at
the
urgent struggle
the solution
of the
suffering to a song
servant
of confidence,
for
and
mercy.
Then it moves ultimately
quickly
to
get the context of
the
psalm.
The psalm.
If you go down to verse 14, you pick up
what is
happening.
The suffering
the psalmist
cry
is attacked
for mercy.
By
enemies. So let's look first at the urgent struggle of the insolent men have risen up against me, a band of ruthless men seek my life, and they do not set you before them.
If you go down to verse 14,
what we have here is enemies who are ferocious, that don't back down, that are ruthless.
And the psalmist says there, compares himself in a sense to a lamb
before a band of ruthless men that are seeking my life,
and they do not set you
before them. And the intensity of the attacks and the experience of the psalmist
is great, because listen to verse 16 and 17
as he cries out to the Lord, compares himself in a sense to a lamb,
gives strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant.
And show me a sign of their favor,
and the experience
that those
of the psalmist
is great, because listen to verse 16 Lord, and 17 as he cries out to the Lord, turn to me and be gracious to me.
Now, if
give
the
strength
psalm
to your servant and save the son of your maidservant,
show me a sign of your favor,
that those who
we
hate
could apply
me may
the
be put to shame
to any
you,
kind
Lord,
of suffering.
We could plug it into this psalm,
and you can still do that.
Even though
now,
it speaks of suffering at the hands
of
enemies,
verses,
you get the intensity of this cry that the
14.
Psalmist has, the cry
we
of
could
the
apply
soul
the
that comes before the Lord God.
Kind of
he says
we
in that second verse, preserve
psalm,
my life.
And you can still
in the first
that.
Verse, he says,
even
though
it speaks
your
of suffering
me, Lord,
at the hands of enemies,
poor,
you get
needy.
The
and then
intensity
in the third
of
verse,
this cry
that the psalmist has,
the
cry
of
mercy on me,
that
comes before the Lord God.
Joy has seemed to fly away from the
psalmist,
it's
preserved
like
my
joy
life.
Was a caged up
in the first
bird,
verse, he
and
says,
the,
incline
door
your
to the
ear
cage
and answer me,
been
O Lord,
opened,
and the bird has flown
needy,
out
and
in the third verse,
he says,
and likewise,
to me,
joy,
O daughter,
have
gone
mercy
away
on me,
psalmist.
O God.
Joy has seemed to fled away from the psalmist.
Needy,
it's like joy was a caged up bird, and the door to the cage has been opened, and the bird has flown out into the atmosphere. And likewise, joy has gone away from the psalmist.
Points as well.
He describes himself as poor,
the suffering servant,
bankrupt in a sense, troubled before God. In an urgent
but secondly,
struggle
we have
heart
his
and
mind
and
nature,
soul.
His dependent
we
nature.
We find ourselves there.
He describes himself
junctures.
As poor and needy in verse 1.
The cry
that's a little bit shocking when you begin to think about it a little bit.
Mercy.
Because notice the subscript of the psalm.
But
right
secondly,
at the top of the psalm,
it
says a psalm or a prayer
his
of
dependent
David.
Nature.
Now that either means
he describes
it was
himself
for David
as poor and needy in verse
David,
1.
And I think it's the latter.
That's a little bit shocking when you begin to think about
David.
It a little bit.
And you begin
because
to
notice
think of
David
in
the Bible.
The psalm.
And what do
right
we know
at the top
him
of the
for?
Psalm?
Probably
it
the fact that he was the king
of
Israel
of
is one of the things we
and
know
either
the
means
most
it was
definite
for David or
the king, the ruler of the Lord's
people.
That God's heavenly rule was represented
and you begin
in this
to
earthly
think of David
ruler
in the Bible.
There. David
what
was
we know
the king
most
who was the
fact
most
that he was
prominent
the king
of Israel.
Of
things
to the time
we know
of
him
Jesus,
the most definite.
But he describes himself
the king,
the
ruler,
as
a
ruler.
The Lord's people.
Yes, he
that
is a
God's
ruler.
Heavenly
but he is
rule
poor
was
needy.
Represented
he is someone
in this earthly ruler there.
David was the king who was the most prominent king of Israel up to the time of Jesus.
Verse 2.
But
he
describes himself
that way.
As a ruler.
Verse 4, he says
yes,
he's a servant
a ruler,
as well.
But he is poor
and then
and
verse
needy.
16,
he
asks
is someone
for
who is
strength
dependent
given
to a servant,
the
son of
his
maidservant.
He describes
so
himself as a servant
David,
throughout
yes,
the psalm.
And his
verse
royal
2,
office,
he describes himself that way.
Of the Lord.
Verse 4,
and
he says he's a servant
to the Lord
as well.
Jesus Christ.
And then verse 16,
and what we
he
see
asks
is
for
parallels
between
the
life of David,
the son
and the
of
experience
servant.
Of David, and the
and
life
so
of Jesus.
There are some
David,
discontinuities
in
his
royal
the two
office.
Of them.
But likewise,
David is
in Jesus,
of the
we
Lord
find the suffering
the
servant of
the
book
Lord
of Isaiah.
And
there's
and what we see
in
his
some
struggles
in life,
the life
as a great
David
servant
of God,
he of
David,
is there,
and the life
and his
of Jesus
enemies
surround
him, and he's persecuted without
cause. The two
of he has
them.
No sin
but
of his
likewise,
own,
likewise,
yet
in Jesus,
he suffers for sin.
We find
and
the
he knows the
servant
of
the book of Isaiah,
and
there's intensity
in
his struggles in life as a great servant of God. He is there, and his enemies
surround
him, and he's persecuted without cause.
With
he has no
Christ
sin of his own, yet he suffers
death,
for sin,
and
he knows the struggle. capable of suffering in depths that
although he
we
was
will
a son,
understand.
He learned obedience from
Hebrews
what he suffered.
5:7.
And once made
during
perfect,
the days
he became
of
the source
of
life on earth,
salvation
he offered
for
up
all
prayers
who obey.
And petitions with loud cries to the one who could save him from
during
death
his life on
and was
earth,
heard because of his reverent submission.
And
although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once
our
made
perfect,
he became the source of eternal
suffering.
Salvation for all
and
who
he cried
obey.
Out to his Father.
Those words again.
He wasn't heard necessarily, and
earth,
things changed
he
right there. But he
and
cried out to his Father, and the Father heard him.
And
after 3 days of
our
death,
Savior,
buried in the tomb,
no
the Father
suffering.
Raised him in his
and
resurrection
he cried
out
ascension.
To his Father.
He is a great
he wasn't
suffering
heard necessarily,
he was heard by the Father.
And things
and in the
changed
resurrection
right
it
there.
Was the Father's
he cried
amen
out
to
his
work,
Father,
saying,
and the Father
it is done,
heard
it is complete.
And after 3 days
of
I am
death,
pleased
buried
with
the in
the
tomb,
Jesus
the
his
Father
death,
raised him in his resurrection and ascension. He is a great
son.
Suffering servant who was heard by the Father. And in the resurrection it was the Father's amen to his work, saying, it is done, it is complete. I am pleased with the work
people.
Of Jesus and his death.
You have felt
and
raised
that
him from
you
the
were
dead.
In a sense bankrupt.
Yes,
you
son.
Didn't know where to go and what to do
you found
or
yourself
how
worn out
to
before.
Find your way out of it.
Sapped by the struggle
but the psalmist
of work
and the psalm encourages us not to despair if we find
people.
Ourselves poor and needy.
You have felt
because that's
that
just where
you
the psalmist
sense,
was
bankrupt.
And God
you
met him
didn't
there
know where
in the
to
midst
go
of his
what
poverty
to do or
and need
how,
there. God expects that his people would
but
come in a needy fashion and the psalmist provides the proper pattern for coming to the Lord
for his
help because that's
in the midst
just
of
where the psalmist
struggle,
was and
asking
God
him
to
answer
and guide
in the midst of his
and guard
and
have mercy
and there.
To give
God expects that
his
people
his
would come
servant.
In a needy fashion
trials
and the psalmist provides the proper pattern for coming to the Lord
with
for
elderly
help
people
in the
they have
of
facilities
struggle,
where they can
asking
live
him
to answer and guide
living.
And guard and
they're
have
more
mercy
on their own in a
to
place
give
that's
independent living
to
but there's other facilities if their health
trials
and other things are more limited
of God.
They go to what's
with
called
elderly
assisted
people
living.
They have facilities
it's a place
where
of more care and
are
held
independent
and trials
living.
Have a way
more
of
on their own
in
a place that's independent
independent
living
and
there's
other
and
facilities if their health
living.
And
they
other
have a way
of
mellowing out
limited.
Our independence
they go
of
to
God.
What's called
that we are sometimes
living.
Like wild
it's a place
horses
of more
that
care and
need
help.
To be
and trials
a
have
sense,
a way of
in,
taking
in
us from our attempt
the trials
at independent
have a way
living
of teaching
and moving
us about God and about ourselves.
They have a way of
mellowing
out
our
independence
any other
of God. Way.
And
that
God
we are sometimes like wild horses
us a life of dependence upon him.
With a sense broken
in
felt
a sense.
That well.
The trials have
he
a way of teaching us
grace.
About God
verse
and about ourselves in ways that
Lord.
We can't learn the lessons
and
well
he
any other way.
Out, not
and
just
God
at a
uses
moment,
them to
but
teach
he
us
says
a life
all
of dependence
the day,
upon
verse
him.
3.
He cries out in a
well.
Cry, not just
he
a speech, not just
grace.
Words, but
verse
a
three,
cry of the soul and
the
heart with an untiring earnestness to the Lord.
Moment,
he lifts up his soul, verse 4, unto the Lord
the day,
for the Lord's strength
three.
And help.
He
needs God's strength to
cry,
help
not just
him in the trial.
Speech,
he says in verse 16,
words, but
give strength
to
your
servant
and save the son
of your
with an untiring earnestness to the Lord. He lifts up his soul, verse 4 unto the Lord for the Lord's strength and help. He needs God's strength to help him in the trial. He says in verse 16, give strength to your servant and save
the
son of your
He doesn't merely look at God as
the
problem.
Exert your power on
my behalf. Sometimes Jesus is presented in the modern age as a panacea who
will
solve all your problems. And deal
with
everything
that
God
and all of life,
you.
Not just in
but
the trials.
But he sees that what
he doesn't
is more
merely look at God as
the
problem
solved
as
he learned
sometimes
the Lord
Jesus
way.
Is presented
verse
in the modern age
teach
as a panacea
your way,
who will
Lord,
solve all your
truth,
problems.
Unite
and,
my heart to
deal
fear your
with
name.
Everything
he,
that
he wants to
you.
Grow and is living before
sees
the
face of God.
What is more important than having his problem solved as he learned
the
Lord's ways. And in the other times that he would walk.
teach me your way, O Lord, that I might walk in your truth, uniting my heart to fear your name.
He wants to grow and is living before the face of God, Coram Deo. He wants to be dependent both in the trials
and in the other times that he would walk, which speaks of a pattern of life,
in a sense, the essence of God,
that he might walk in the Lord's way for salvation, for our forgiveness.
And then we depend on God in the midst of our lives.
And they went on, Warfield went on to say, complete dependence is dependence on
the very essence of
Calvinism. That is really, in a sense, the essence of God. We depend on God totally for salvation, for our forgiveness. We depend on God in the midst of our lives.
And they went on, Warfield went on to say, that I might fear you,
that I might have that sense of reverential awe and love of God.
How
warm-hearted affection for God.
That
God is not merely my deliverer, but he's my guide, and he's the one that my life is towards,
that
I do what I do for the glory of God,
that I want to glorify your name like these nations.
How warm-hearted affection for God,
that God does not prolong my deliverer, but he's my guide,
and he's the one that my life is towards,
that I do what I do for the glory of God,
that I want to glorify your name like these nations will do.
John Calvin wisely wrote, God does not prolong the lives of his people that they might pamper themselves with meat and drink, sleep as much as they please,
and enjoy every temporal
blessing.
Something
to bring us windows of encouragement here.
We find the secure grounds of the suffering servant's
cry of the suffering servant for mercy.
He now moves from his sorrow to be strengthened in the Lord.
Then we have
it would be easy
to
be fearful
of
coming to
God because he is holy and we are not.
We find the secure grounds
of the
suffering
servant's
cry for mercy.
God is indifferent or unconcerned.
He now moves from his sorrow to
one of the lies that started
in the garden is God
is really
holding
out on you. Fearful
of coming to God
because
of God
that started in the Garden of Eden,
and it is inherent in sinners
to think God is indifferent or
unconcerned. But what the psalmist does
is remind us of certain characteristics
of
God
that
we could be encouraged,
and we will not be fearful
to
come to God.
Distrust
notice
of God
verse 5,
that started in the Garden
for
of
you,
Eden, and
O Lord,
is
are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love
but
to all
what the psalmist does,
and then in verse 15 it echoes, but you, O Lord, are God,
so that we be
merciful and gracious,
and we will not
slow
be
to anger, and abounding
in steadfast love and
notice verse 5.
This echoes
you,
Exodus
34
Lord, are good
and forgiving,
abounding
in steadfast love to all who call
prayer,
upon him.
And then in verse 15,
on the reality
echoes,
of the
you,
mercy
Lord,
and forgiving
God,
love of
merciful
God
and gracious,
people,
slow to anger,
that he overlooks,
and he can't overlook,
he cannot overlook
this
their misery,
Exodus
or in a sense allow their prayer to be unheard,
and the psalmist
that the Lord is merciful
his prayer,
to
his
all
cry,
who call upon
on the reality
him,
of the
who are
mercy
his children,
and forgiving love of God
that
towards
he's slow
his people,
to anger,
that
he
overlooks, he
is not easily
can't overlook,
he doesn't
he cannot
hold
overlook
their misery,
us,
but he's
or in
a
sense
allow their
loving
prayer to be unheard,
that overflows
that the Lord
towards
is
merciful
people,
to
and he is so ready to forgive
all who are
he
his children, he hears them,
quickly.
That he's slow to anger, that
where
he is not easily angered, he doesn't hold grudges
revealed
against us,
well,
but he's
he
a father with a loving
nature,
heart that overflows
sin,
towards his people,
and
he is so ready to forgive,
is signed in the blood of Christ.
There we have the wonderful mercy of God demonstrated in mammoth proportions.
It would be senseless
to
pray to
a God
who
wasn't like that.
But David reminds us that God
abounds
in
the blood of Christ.
There we have the wonderful mercy of God demonstrated
in
mammoth proportion.
It would be senseless to pray to a God who wasn't like that. But David reminds us that God abounds in love.
Window
to encourage us
is the goodness of God,
so that we would be quick.
Notice verse 5
him,
again.
Even
we
as
can almost pass by it.
His forgiving
for you, O Lord,
is there
good
for
and forgiving.
Again,
the
when
second
of the fall
window,
and we
to
think
encourage
of that innate
is the
sense
goodness
of
God.
Distrust towards God.
Notice
we
verse
sometimes
5
look at
again.
God is stingy.
We can almost
it's a rough by and hard taskmaster.
For you, O Lord,
but verse 5 describes
him
as good. Again, when we think of the 17, fall, says,
we
give
think
me
of that
sign,
innate,
or show me
sense
a sign
of
distrust
towards God,
or
we
of the sense
look
of
at God
your goodness.
Stingy.
And have you ever thought about it, that the Lord is pure good?
But verse 5 describes him as
out
good.
Of him. It's the kind
and
of God he is.
17
he
says,
like that
give me
all
a sign,
times,
he's
show
a
me
a sign
of your favor.
That our Father is
of the sense
full
of
it,
goodness,
your goodness.
And Christ is a channel
and have ever
through which
thought about
the
it,
goodness
the Lord
of God
is pure
and the
goodness.
Blessings of God
just
flow to us.
We
out of
only
him.
Have
it's
opportunity
the
to receive
he
them
is.
Because
he
of what Jesus
like that
has ultimately
done. He's a fountain of goodness.
Sometimes
that
speak,
our Father
not in
is full of
terms.
Goodness, and Christ is
when
a
we
channel
speak in theological
which
terms
the goodness
about
of
people,
God
we
and the
say that they're radically
flow
depraved,
to us,
that they're
we
totally
only
depraved,
have opportunity
to
receive
in
them
non-theological
because of what Jesus
terms, we
might
has ultimately
say, done
of
for
someone's
us.
Nature that they
sometimes
have a good
we'll speak,
heart.
You know,
not in
John
theological
has a good
terms.
Heart.
He,
when we speak in theological terms
someone
about people,
has our
we
best
say that they're radically
mind.
Depraved,
well,
that they're totally depraved.
But when we think
Father,
in non-theological
that
terms, we might say
ultimate
someone's
nature that they have a
good
heart.
And it
flows
you know,
out
John
of him.
Has
his
a good
attribute
heart.
Is that of
he's
goodness.
Someone that can be
and
trusted.
And so it encourages
someone
us
who
to
has
come
our
before
best
the Lord and to present our cries and
our
Heavenly Father.
He is ready.
That his heart is one of ultimate goodness
good.
Towards his people,
good.
And it flows out of him. His attribute is that of goodness.
Well, then,
and so it
we
encourages
find
us to come before the Lord and to present our cries and
8.
Longings to him.
There is none
he's
like you among the gods,
us,
O Lord, nor are there any
good.
Works like yours.
Good.
Now, the Bible presents in the book of 1 Corinthians,
well, then,
I believe, that
we find
the idols
another
are nothing,
reason or window
that nobody's
to
home,
be encouraged.
And, you can
8.
Appeal to them. They can't
there
do anything.
There is none
they can't
like
talk,
you among
think,
the gods, O Lord,
etc.
Nor are there any
there's
works
demons
like
behind
yours.
Idols. That's true.
Now, the Bible
1
presents
10,
in the book of 1
reality,
Corinthians, I believe,
but idols
that
are
the
nothing.
Idols are nothing.
But for comparison
well,
to
home,
what
and,
other people
you can
would
appeal
see
to them,
as
they
powerful
can't
do gods.
They can't talk,
it
think,
compares the Lord,
etc.
The other gods are not like the Lord.
1 Corinthians 10,
they don't do the works of
that
like
reality,
the Lord
but
either.
Idols are nothing.
And it strengthens
for
our faith
by the mighty acts
what
of the
Lord, the
mighty
works
would
of
see
God.
As powerful.
Those
the
are
gods.
The things of creation.
It compares the
Lord
of redemption.
The
and you
other
think of
gods
God's power, particularly
like
displayed
the
where
they don't do the
in the
works
resurrection
of, like
of Jesus
the Lord
Christ.
Either.
And
you
recognize
God's
power
by the mighty
act
there
of the Lord,
Jesus
the mighty works
cried
of God,
out for deliverance
those are the
in the midst
of creation,
his suffering, my God,
my
God,
why
is thou
and
forsaken
you think of
me?
God's power,
our Father,
particularly
into your
hands
where?
I commit my
spirit,
in the resurrection
or
of Jesus
it is finished.
Christ.
And it was
you
on the third day that
God's
God
powerful
power
act there
raised
as
him
Jesus
from the dead,
cried out for
as
deliverance
says,
in the midst of his suffering. My God,
to be the
my
Son
God,
God,
why hast thou forsaken
power
me?
By his resurrection
our Father,
from the dead,
into your hands I commit my spirit, or it is finished.
And, so the
and it was on the third day that God in power raised him from the dead.
As
in
Romans 1 says, he was declared to be the Son
the power
of God
with power
by his
resurrection
from the dead as the Spirit of God
and
raised
then the
him
fourth
from the dead.
Window
and so
is
the
Lord's
power
sovereign
of God
majesty.
Becomes a window of
notice verse 9
and
verse 10 together.
In the midst of
all
our
the nations you have made shall come and worship before
God
you
and, Jesus
and glorify your name, for you are great and do wondrous
and then
things.
The fourth window.
Verse 9 is,
the Lord's
confession,
sovereign majesty.
Basically, of what will happen.
Notice verse
of faith,
9 and verse 10
that the
together.
Nations will
all the nations you have made
belong
shall
to the
come
Lord,
and worship
the people
before
of every
you,
tribe
and
nation
glorify your name,
will be
for
as
you are
disciples
and
will be wondrous
things.
Praise, bring praise
verse
to him.
9 is
Isaiah
2
and Isaiah 24,
Psalm 22
and
Psalm 66
that the nations will
universal vision of what God
to the Lord,
will ultimately
the people
do
of
every
tribe and
nation
and
tongue will be as
and
disciples
that's why
and will be
David
praise,
appeals to
praise
him
because he has the
Isaiah
one with sovereign
and
power.
Isaiah 24,
and then he says
Psalm
in verse
10,
and
for you
Psalm are great and
do
marvelous things,
of this
you are
alone God,
vision of what
that
God
none
will
that
ultimately do
to
in the
you.
Nations
you alone
coming
are
to
God.
The Lord.
Whether it's the idols
that's
of the nations,
David
whether it's our problems or struggles
because he
of
the
life,
one with sovereign
they
power,
are dwarfed
and then
in
he says in verse 10,
to the living
for you
God,
are great and do marvelous
alone,
things. You are
sits
alone
on
God,
his throne.
That there is none
the
that compare to you. You alone
God
are God.
Is praise.
Whether it's the idols of the nations,
so
whether it's our problems or struggles
that we
of
go
life,
through. They are dwarfed in comparison to the living God that
be at work
that we are facing there, or as you lean over the bed of a loved one that is seeking to stay in this life. You're not at the whim of circumstances where things just happen. But you can have confidence when you come to
prayer
that
the
Lord will always
answer. That we are facing
there,
or as you lean over the bed of a loved one that is seeking to stay in this life,
awesome power we can rely on circumstances where things just happen.
But you can have confidence when you come to prayer that the Lord will always answer.
And he made the infamous statement,
no, sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says
well,
but
he died, and his court had been one of the most magnificent in Europe.
In 1715,
was supposed to be spectacular. His body died
in a golden
coffin. He called himself the Great.
To dramatize the king's greatness,
the cathedral
where he was, where they had the service.
Well, he died, and his court
had been one of the most magnificent in
Europe.
Above
his funeral was supposed to be spectacular.
Thousands waited for the service
in a golden coffin,
and the bishop began
to dramatize the king's greatness.
Slowly reaching down,
where he was, where they had the service.
Was to be dimly lit
with one candle nearby above the coffin.
Only God is.
Thousands waited for the service to begin.
Lost in the Lord's
and the bishop began to speak.
Because the Lord is
slowly reaching down,
he snuffed out the candle.
In those soul
wrenching
troubles and hardships that we go through,
we can have assured confidence in our God that
lost in the Lord's great
dependable.
Because
he gives
the Lord
us these
great,
windows,
we can rely on him
for our souls
to
bolster
wrenching
us up.
Troubles and hardships that we go
lastly,
through.
Lastly, and briefly,
we can have assured confidence
the psalmist prays
in our God
commitment.
That he is.
Let me read
dependable.
Verses 12 and 13
he
together.
He gives us these windows.
I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole
souls to bolster.
I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love towards
briefly,
me. You have delivered my soul
the psalmist
from the
prays
of Sheol.
Filled commitment.
Let me
here
read
he is,
verses 12 and 13
speaks
together.
Of God's deliverance.
I give thanks
that's
to you, O Lord, my God, with my
whole heart. Deliverance already took place or
it was
in the future.
Your name
sometimes
forever.
In the Bible,
for great
deliverance
is your
steadfast
is so certain.
Love towards me.
The Lord's
you have delivered
activity
my soul
is so certain
that
it is
of Sheol.
Even though it is future, it is spoken
here
of
he is,
past
he
tense.
Speaks of
that
God's
it's already happened.
Now, it's
so
not
we're
certain
not
sure whether
this
deliverance
already took place
or present
or
deliverance
was in the future.
Or future deliverance,
in the Bible,
but nonetheless,
deliverance
it was all
is so certain
of
the
Lord. The
Lord's activity is
and
so
he
certain
praises
that it is,
God
even though it is
for his
future,
great deliverance.
It is spoken of as
he goes
tense,
from the soul
that it's already
overwhelmed with a sense
so
of his
sure
neediness
this
and
past deliverance
and
or
present
deliverance
or future
there.
Deliverance.
And he moves his way through to the character
of God
and then moves his way
and he praises God
for his great deliverance.
Praises God
he goes
for
from
preserving
the soul
his life
overwhelmed
his soul.
With a sense
but
of
think
his
about it for a minute
and
by
weakness
Christ,
and,
we have been
frailty
delivered
and
from something far
there.
Worse
and he moves
if David
his way
praise
the God
for
just God
prolonging
his
earthly
way
life
a little bit
ultimately
how
to
much
praise.
More us
and
who
he
have
praises
the
God
gift of
for
eternal
preserving
life
his life
in a greater fullness
than
David understood
but think
it
about it for a minute by
we understand that
been delivered from something far worse
if David praise
that
God
in a sense we have
prolonged
his
earthly
life
of
our
salvation already
how much
now,
more
and some yet to come
the gift
when
of
Jesus
eternal
returns
life,
or we go
in a
to
greater
glory,
fullness than David understood
the gift of life
we understand
that we have that
life of a new kind
that we've begun on that
a new
path
world
and power
that in a sense we have some blessings of our salvation already now and some yet
praise,
to come when Jesus returns or we go to glory
he moves from
that
lament,
we have received the gift of life
and
in its fullness abundantly that
God
we've begun on that path and
from
a greater grave than David was delivered from.
He's
delivered us through his
praise
Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom, or
he
whom
moves
he raised
from lament
from the dead
to confidence
and
so
ultimately
to praise.
To praise
God has delivered us from a greater
Charles
grave
Spurgeon
than David was
this
delivered from.
What is the struggle?
He's delivered us through
have
his
you brought
Son,
it to
the Lord,
Lord
Jesus Christ,
help?
Through whom
have you been
whom
meditating
on his
from the dead,
thereby
and
finding
so we have
encouragement
every reason
with
to
him
praise the Lord.
His undeserving,
long-suffering,
Charles Spurgeon
mercy for
asked
the
this,
are
what
you
is
sorrowful?
The struggle?
You will
have you
find
brought
the
it
Lord
to the Lord
full
and look for
of
his
compassion?
Help?
Have
you
been you
meditating
mirrored?
On his character?
He is patient.
Thereby finding
you find yourself alone
with him? He is undeserving.
Is your long suffering, great.
Mercy for the guilty.
He is greater.
Are you sorrowful?
Remember,
you will find the Lord full of compassion. Have you erred?
Let us pray.
He is patient. Do you find yourself alone?
Our Father,
we delight ourselves in you this day.
Is your problem great?
For you have heard our cry for mercy.
He alone is God.
You have done it in the past, Lord. And our cries might even be going up now, O Lord. And we look to you to strengthen
our Father,
and encourage
we delight ourselves in
we
you.
We thank
this
you
day.
That there was that grand suffering.
For you have heard Jesus our Christ, cry for mercy.
He suffered and cried out.
You have
to the
done
one
it in the past,
save him
Lord.
From death.
And our cries might even be going up now,
reverent,
Lord.
Submission.
And we look to
you thank
to strengthen
such
and encourage
a grand
and
servant as him.
We thank you that there was that
he is
grand
not a high priest
servant,
who is untouched
Christ,
with our infirmities.
He suffered and
he is
cried
at all
out to
points
the one
like we are, yet
death.
Without sin.
He was heard because
we
of
thank
his
you that we can
submission.
Come to him.
We thank
to the
you
throne of grace
and
find grace and mercy at our time of need. We thank you that he is not a high
Lord,
priest
need,
who is untouched with our infirmities,
Jesus,
but he is in all points like we are.